Hare Krishna. Some time ago I was having a conversation with one of my god brothers, and we were discussing a certain point about how, you know, some devotees are more like sort of free spirits, many devotees, and you know, they shouldn't be, and they should, they have difficulty following institutional norms, and being really part of a institution. And the argument was sort of going in the direction that people should be just encouraged to do what they like, and you know, as long as they chant Hare Krishna. And institution is good for some devotees, but in the greater context of spreading Krishna consciousness and in the big picture of a Vaishnav community, then yeah, devotees should be allowed to sort of follow their own conscience, cultivate their own sense of values, and it's not, the theme really was, well, it's not so important that, you know, everyone follow the rules and regulations of the society, and emphasizing that is unnecessary, and that the reason, and now here comes the theme of my podcast today, the reason I was doing that is because I'm an institutionalist, and someone who's really sort of obsessed with an institution and puts the institution before individuals and sacrifices people for the sake of an institution, and we continued talking, and then we stopped talking, and then I thought about this thing, you know, institutionalist, what does it mean, institutionalist? And some days later we continued our discussion, and then I responded to that. I responded to it because I thought it was a very valuable thing for me to think of, and to really sort of meditate on. Am I an institutionalist, people who are blind to the needs of others? Am I just an absolute conformist who conforms to whatever an institution or the leaders of an institution proclaim, just because, well, if I wasn't being charged of because I want some kind of personal benefit, or I'm benefiting for that, but because that's my style. And then I replied, well, to be quite honest, I don't think I'm an institutionalist. I didn't join Krishna consciousness because I was an institution. I left the greater institution to become part of the Krishna consciousness movement. In ISKCON, I'm sometimes known as quite a bit of a radical. I don't necessarily vote with the majority. I speak my mind. I come up with certain ideas that are not necessarily approved by others, and may sometimes seem to be very left-wing, sometimes very right-wing. One example is, for instance, that we had the GBC had already approved that Vaishnavis can be Diksha Gurus. I was alone as a GBC member who put in a proposal that this whole that resolution should be reviewed, and that I disagreed with it and was willing to participate in further discussion on that, and studying the scriptural basis. I made a presentation before the entire GBC at Tirupati, standing up on my belief. Right now, that's not the content of this podcast, but I'm just giving an example that I'm not a blind follower of the rules and regulations and the decision of the majority, and when that law was passed, I was the only one who voted against it. So my answer was, well, you know, I don't think I'm an institutionalist. And why is it that, but I'm a real stickler for our Krishna consciousness movement having very very clear constitution, having law books, and that its members are people who are willing to actually accept the rights and obligations that come along with that. And if they don't, well, that's something else. But those are the real members or the membership of the Krishna consciousness movement, in much the same as in a country. Those who are citizens are expected to abide by the laws, and they get rights that are defined not by their own individual whims, but they get rights that are already defined by a constitution as well as by a law book. And I believe that that's what should be taking place also in ISKCON. That's what the community of Vaishnavas is all about, is that people who have defined common values, not just people who are free spirits, yes, chant Hare Krishna, and that's all you need to do. Everything else is a detail. So my answer was, I don't think I'm an institutionalist. I think I'm just following Srila Prabhupada. My understanding over the last 45 years of what Srila Prabhupada wanted of ISKCON is that he wanted ISKCON to be a very well, clearly defined movement with very clear constitution, with laws, and he expected that its members actually follow those rules. Which brings to mind the conversation Srila Prabhupada had with George Harrison at Bhaktivedanta Manor. That George was talking, he started sort of talking about the problems of organized religion, and that, you know, we shouldn't fall into the trap of excessive organization. And here was Srila Prabhupada sitting in the building that George had just donated, and who was one of the most influential people in the world, and had also financed the publication of Krishna book. And Prabhupada said, no, you're wrong. He said, we need to be very organized. ISKCON should be very organized. And that sort of took George aback. So Prabhupada wanted us to be very organized. He wanted a very organized institution. He recognized that there are many, and I've seen it. Institutions are really capable of chewing people up and throwing them by the wayside. I'm aware of the problems that institutionalization poses, as well as leaders of institution, that they can be both good and they can also be bad, and they can also be indifferent, and all of this reflects upon the members. But nonetheless, Prabhupada supported leaders. If devotees had disagreements, then he told them to go through a certain due process. But still, Prabhupada's emphasis was always cooperating, working together, following authority, following the standards of a society. And in my discussion with this Vaishnava, so I was responding that I think that's what I am. I think that I'm according to my conviction and understanding. And that conviction and understanding doesn't just come from distance. It comes from my associating with the devotees who are very close to Srila Prabhupada. The people who really knew Prabhupada's mood and ideas, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Satsurup Maharaj, from Hari Swarupu, and from what I read from Prabhupada's biography, which I read 20 times, and the way I was trained. And when I finally moved into the temple in 1973, this was the training that we had. And also, when I asked the Vaishnav who I was talking to, wasn't that the training that he had? And he also agreed that, yes, this is the way we were trained, and this is what ISKCON was all about, that Krishna consciousness is... So then I finally concluded, said, listen, if Srila Prabhupada would have said, we don't need an institution, And we don't need rules and regulations, or, you know, everyone can just follow Krishna consciousness as they feel inspired. All everyone really has to do is chant Hare Krishna, and whether people follow four principles or three principles, or they maintain their vows or don't maintain their vows, whether they got long hair or beards or divorce or have multiple affairs with other women and get married six times, whether they're butchers or they run discos or have these values or those, it doesn't really matter. Important thing is that everyone should chant Hare Krishna, and let's not be too much sticklers for an institution. Then I do that. In one sense, my life would be a lot easier, being in a position of a GBC and a sannyasi and a spiritual master, and playing the role of an enforcer, of a policeman, not a pleasant job by any task or by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, it's extremely strenuous. But at least I understand that this is part of the austerity. This is the part of the austerity of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. What our founder, Acharya, wanted, this title that Srila Prabhupada was really, really adamant about. He wasn't adamant about Prabhupada. He let devotees come up with that. But he was adamant about being founder Acharya of an institution. And in conclusion, therefore, my understanding has been that this is what Srila Prabhupada wanted of his followers. Not that they're institutionalists, but to actually be followers of the rules and regulations of the entire society for Krishna consciousness, and thus be members. Ultimately, it's voluntary. But nonetheless, that was what was Srila Prabhupada's desire, and because it was his desire in advancing in Krishna consciousness, that is something that we need to take into consideration and practice out of Krishna.